Seattle Police isn't the only SPD in Washington State. Spokane City leaders are considering a new labor contract with their police force. Correspondent Nick Deshay reports on the decade-long process to make the police more accountable.
10 years ago, Brian Beggs was just a lawyer fighting to open up the police department for review by an independent watchdog. Now he's the city council president, pondering yet another labor contract with the department, one that he says limits the authority of the police ombudsman.
The Spokane City Charter guarantees that the civilian oversight function will be able to investigate cases independently and publish closing reports with their thoughts at the end of the case. That's our constitution of our city. And this current version of the proposed contract doesn't have that.
The council is poised to vote on the contract on Monday, but Begg suggests he's not sure he has much of a choice in the vote.
No one's explained to me how city council could even vote for this contract since it violates our city charter.
Mayor Nadine Woodward says the bulk of the contract was written before she took office late last year, but she says the council must approve it.
If this council and this community wants to see more police reform and recruit great officers in the future, we need to get this contract behind us so we can start working on the things that we need to work on for our future.
Woodward said local police should be congratulated for the reforms it's made over the last 8 years.
I think what happened in Minneapolis is a tragedy, but I don't think that our officers should be painted with a broad brush based on the behavior of other officers.
Officers in the police guild have been working without a contract since the end of 2016. The guild did not return multiple requests for comment. I'm Nick Deshay reporting.